Well, welcome to the Keepersall Texas podcast, and I'm joined here by Kelly, who's our brand manager here at Keepersall. And Kelly, you've got some friends here today.
I did. I brought some friends. I brought my friend Lisa Pulliam. She is a author and entrepreneur, local, yes, and woman encourager is what I call her as my friend. She recently has a book out called Souls in the Sand. She's compiled this for other chapters by encouraging women, and she's got chapter 5, and I just delved into that, and I wanted to ask you, what inspired you to go with this book and write it with other women?
Oh, wow. Great question, Kelly. And thank you so much for having me today.
You for
coming. Michael, thank you.
Absolutely.
And just super quickly, I'd like to introduce my friend,
yes,
Alma Allen.
Yes.
Alma is a beautiful singer, and we'll be asking Alma a couple questions a little later in the show. So we're glad that you're here as well. And I'm honored to be here because Keepersall is my happy place of East Texas.
I'm very thankful for that. Yes.
It is my happy place. And so what happened, Kelly, was I first published my first book about 2.5, almost 3 years ago, called Toes in the Sand.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just my story, my journey. And I was even hesitant whether to have it published because I told my mentor, who's going to want to read it? It's just my story. I'm not sure that it's worthy of.
And I'm going to disagree
publishing,
because it's very vulnerable and wonderful. So go
okay.
on. Sorry. But yes, I'm
well,
thankful for
thank
it.
Thank you for that. And my mentor basically said to me, Lisa, if you take courage and do this and finish this book, if it impacts just one life, will it be worth it to you? And I said, well, absolutely. And she said, then why would you not do it?
Yeah.
So she kind of pushed me out of the nest in the world of writing and writing a book and publishing. And I had an incredible experience with that. And as a result of that, some other doors started opening in my life. And I started finding friends that said things to me like, gosh, I have this story, and I've
right,
overcome quite a challenging life, or I've been through, you know, crazy stuff, or I feel like I just have something that could really encourage or give hope. But the thought of writing an entire book seems overwhelming.
Daunting. Yes.
Where do I
sure.
start?
Yeah.
Right. And this has been these conversations, just random conversations with different women over the last couple of years. So in May, the same publishing company of my first book, You Impact, mm-hmm, run by a beautiful woman named Kimberly Pitts, they called me and said, Lisa, we have this idea for a book. It's a compilation book of multiple authors.
Mm-hmm.
You've been in contact with a lot of women. You've had women that you've mentored or you know, just had friendships with over the years. Do you think you might be able to find a few that would each like to compile one chapter?
Right.
And I'll be honest, my first reaction was, my life's busy. I've got so much going on. I don't want to do that. Like, no, it's not the right timing.
Right. It never seems like the right
timing. It never seems like the right timing.
Yeah, Lisa, I get it.
I'll tell you what had just happened. I turned 50, mm-hmm, in May 2nd. Had this wonderful celebration, actually, at Keepersall.
I think aww, I bombed your 50th celebration.
You
I
did.
I did.
You
yes,
totally did.
You
and
that,
I'm so
yeah,
glad you did. My husband planned this whole surprise for me and had all these girlfriends out there. So I had this wonderful 50th birthday. The next morning, I woke up to the news that my grandmother had died. And
oh,
she
yeah,
was such a role model and just such a courageous woman who had lived a hard life, a challenging
yeah,
life, but a blessed life at the same time. So that was a big loss for me. So I went through the couple of weeks of grieving and her services and came back to Tyler. And that's when in the midst of all that, was when I had the phone call. So that was mm-hmm, why my initial reaction was, no, I'm not up for this right now.
Right.
And when I hung up the phone, I thought, Lisa, how can you say no to something that you haven't really even, you don't even really know what that is or explored.
Yeah. Okay.
And you do have women and friends in your life that have indicated that they would love to share their story. Who are you to take that away from them?
Mm.
So I went, okay. So I started picking up the phone and reaching
right,
out, and several mm-hmm, of these women, literally before I got the paragraph out about being a part of a book, said, mm, yes,
yes.
Mm. Yes.
Awesome.
And that's how it started. And it just has okay, been an amazing experience.
So I'm seeing a theme of women that are overcoming.
Yes,
in all these chapters. In your story, you're starting off, you're on the plane, your 25th anniversary, and what is going through your mind?
Yeah.
If I may.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just cut right to the chase, don't you, Kelly?
I'm sorry.
No, it's so good.
I love you so much.
Because it's hard to share your story.
Yeah.
Because once it's out there and it's in writing, it's mm-hmm. permanent.
Yeah.
And it's when it's a vulnerable story, it's a little scary. You don't know who's going to read it and what the response is going to be.
Right.
So I was on the airplane. My husband and I were taking off for our 25th wedding anniversary, and I was feeling really far away from him. And I was struggling with personally with the balance of my life. Career.
Yeah.
I had been running so hard in my career, chasing success, building a business, trying to be everything to everyone, trying to be that epitome of what it means to be successful. Mm-hmm. At the expense of my marriage and my family. One of my children suffered through some difficult stuff in high school. We had dealt with that. I discovered that I had a health problem. I'm reaching up to my neck because it was with my thyroid, and I was so health-wise, I wasn't in a great place. Yeah. I was pulling long, late hours, crazy, ridiculous schedule, mm-hmm. and my marriage was suffering. And my life was suffering, and just I was, because I felt I was so out of balance. And I guess mm-hmm. it was that airplane ride. We were heading over to the Dominican Republic and going to an all-inclusive resort. And I was thinking, I don't even know who I am right now. Like, yeah. I just feel kind of like I've lost myself these last few years.
Right.
Ironically, and I think I actually said it in the chapter, in the quest to find myself, I had actually lost myself and lost that. Sometimes, the priorities.
Yeah, sometimes right. we're trying so hard at that.
Trying so hard. And as a woman, I think...
enough.
Yeah. Yes. As a woman, I don't know, Michael, you can speak to the men. But for women, we carry so many different responsibilities.
That's
if we're
true.
If we're moms, if we're, you know, caretaking for maybe elderly parents, if we're trying to work a full-time job or build a career or build, financial pressures, marital... There's just so many things that are pressing in on us, and we are women in an age where society tells us we can do anything we want to do. We can be
right.
anything we want to be. We can have anything we want to have.
Right.
I don't think that's true
mm-hmm.
because I was trying that.
Yeah.
And I think that I was slowly kind of, I don't want to say dying on the inside, but I was just losing the priorities. So I had some wake-up calls, Kelly, that happened yeah. along around that time, and that it was that soul in the sand, our souls in the
yeah.
sand, and that week, and that opportunity to pause and really slow my roll way down for a few days, enjoy those beautiful sunrise mornings and toes in the sand and just mm-hmm. listening to the ocean and long conversations with my husband of who are we? And
yeah.
we've celebrated 25 years, let's talk about the next 25. Mm-hmm. How's it going to go? Is it going to be the same? Is it going to be, or do we need to make some changes? I knew that the changes that I needed to make were inside of me. It was nothing anyone else needed to do differently.
Yeah.
It was me.
Yeah.
And that's what happened, Kelly. And so I came home and began to reprioritize my life, my mm-hmm. time, myself, my health, my choices. Began to say no
yes.
to some things. And
right.
that's hard for women to do as well.
Very hard. And even that word yeah. you're using, balance,
yes.
has its own stress to it. Oh, yeah,
yes.
I've got this all balanced. Everything's fine.
And, right.
And we don't. And we need each other. And we need to be able to be vulnerable enough to talk about it and say, I'm off and I need to pray about this. And I
yes.
need to get back
right. yes.
on the straight.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think that there comes
yeah.
a time when we have to realize, and for some may hit this at 25 or 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it took till I was nearly 50.
Yeah.
But I think there comes a time in life when we have to look really hard at our lives and realize, really be reminded that I got this one shot at this thing called life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really answer to anybody else, but, but me and my...
Mm-hmm.
my creator
yeah.
and just at the end of my life, I want to look back and what do I want to see
mm-hmm.
right.
as a life well
mm-hmm.
lived? How is that defined for me? And what is success really?
Right.
So those were some aha moments that started coming to me. And I am going to tell you right now, Kelly, I'm still on the journey. I don't have it figured all out.
We all are.
Right.
Yes.
Still on the journey.
Of course. We are all work in progress.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We are. Absolutely.
Well, and there's a saying by a famous entrepreneur named Gary Vaynerchuk, and he talks about, you know, you're not late to the process, you're just early in the journey.
Oh, that's right. Great.
Mm, okay. Yeah. That is you're good.
Early in the journey. I like it.
Early in the journey. Thank you.
Yeah,
that's
very totally. I mean, I really think that there's some severe misconceptions on mental health and what we should do as a society, as individuals, and we even put almost a religious or legalistic mindset on ourselves, like, hey, I have to do this, or I have to be this to everybody, or I have to be something to everybody in a different way, and then we stretch ourselves so thin that it sounds like you came to the breaking point where you're like, I need to become self-aware.
And all those things
Absolutely.
Are intertwined, yeah. You know, your health and your mind and your body and your spirit, it's all...
They're all connected.
Connected.
Yes. They sure
Self-awareness
are.
Self-awareness and yes. consciousness is very
yes.
important.
Mm-hmm. Very, yeah. very much so.
Yeah.
I had one more shoot off the book. I wanted you to talk a little bit about your retreat.
Oh, yes.
And where that
awesome.
Came from and what you do there.
Just yes.
A side note.
Yes. So following that situation that I just shared about, began making some changes, and it occurred to me one day that the beach is a place where I find peace and serenity and connection. And I was realizing that there were other women around me that we were all running this race. And we needed to intentionally take time to pull away from life mm-hmm. for a few days, mm-hmm. Pull away from families, pull away from responsibilities.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And out of that was born the Toes in the Sand Women's Retreat.
Yes.
And we've held two so far down on a beautiful beach in South Texas called, it's south of Corpus Christi on North Padre Island called White Cat Beach. The third one is happening this coming May 2019 mm-hmm. in Gulf Shores. I
yes.
have a gorgeous home reserve. Wow. There are 16 of us headed down there, and it has been a beautiful, incredible, and absolute blast.
Yeah.
3 days and three nights together with a few middle-aged women.
A few middle-aged
totally.
Women. Yes.
Yes. And it has just really been a special time. It's crazy when you bring a group of women together and you kind of get us out of our routine and craziness of life, the masks start coming off. The layers mm-hmm. start kind of peeling
the
off.
Layers,
and
yeah.
and you just can relax and be yourself
right.
and find that we all really have things in common. We all mm-hmm. have a lot in common. And that we can help each other. We can encourage each other and be there for one another. So the friendships that have been born out of those have been really special.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
And I think the biggest takeaway I had from this Souls in the Sand was just the question you had of what is the next most courageous step you can take? And it's just a challenge, a call to action right at the end. So what is, I have to search on that one. Mm-hmm. What is the next step for you guys? Where is your courage?
Step.
And everybody's is different. And we just need to appreciate each other's and support each other's.
Yes.
I think that's why we're here. And I think you're having an event here at Keeper's Hall
yes.
next Wednesday.
We are so
with
grateful.
Alma. Tell
yes.
me a little bit about that.
Yes,
I'm
let me tell you about
that.
This. I know. This beautiful lady sitting beside me is Alma Allen.
Oh.
And Alma and I met at church, and I've heard her sing, and she just has an absolutely beautiful voice. And when the idea of this event came about, Marnelle and I were talking just last week.
Yeah.
So this is a new thing. It's just,
yes.
it's just, and I wanted to share my book, but I also wanted this event to be a collaboration of, and just a celebration of, you know, of friendships, of life, of locking arms together, of helping one another. And Alma kept being on my heart, my mind. Aww. And I walked in on Sunday morning and Alma was walking in with her husband and children. And I stopped her and I said, Alma, I've got this idea about an event. I'm not even sure if Keepersall can host it yet, but would you come and
just
sing?
Just say yes. People just say yes to you. So it's
yes.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Okay.
Yes.
And I said, when will it be? And she said, probably December 15th. Do you have anything in December 15th?
Right.
I said, maybe nothing. Okay, yes.
Okay, yes.
And then you texted me it's going to be moved on December 12th. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
I said, okay. Okay. I just cannot say no to your flexibility.
Yeah.
I know.
She's awesome. Amazing.
Thank you, Alma. And Marnell was just wonderful, and Jamie to find that the best night on their calendar, on y'all's calendar at Keepersall, that they felt that they could carve out the space for us. And we're just so grateful to have this whole room back here at the distillery booked for our event.
Yes.
It's going to be this Wednesday night, December 12th, from 6 to 8 p.m. Okay. And
what can people expect to experience?
Yes. So we're going to have some wine and some cheese and crackers, of course. We're going to have Alma playing or singing some of her songs.
Right.
And I want to have you share a little bit about your music in just
sure.
a second.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a table of my books.
I'm going to get my books signed.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to be signing books. Another really special piece of the evening is a company called Zimble has come into my radar the last couple of months. I actually met Dane Short, the CEO of Zimble, at the Ambitious Women Conference in October.
Sure.
And he spoke about his company and talked about the beautiful journey that his family was on to create inspirational jewelry.
Okay.
And I'm actually wearing a piece right now, Kelly. It's kind of small, so I'm not sure if y'all can see it. This is also a bracelet that has...
That is beautiful.
Basically, Dane's mom was doodling one day, and she took the sentence, "Love is all you need," and she attempted to write it one letter on top of another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when she finished, her grown children started kind of playing with that, and they said, "Mom, that actually has every letter of the alphabet."
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So it became this inspirational piece of jewelry, because every Zimble piece of jewelry or ornament comes with a little card. I should have had one to show you all. So you can basically bless someone with words. You know, the words that we speak are powerful.
Yes.
They're powerful. The words that we speak to someone else, the words that we speak to ourselves, what our mind thinks about.
Right.
So this year you mentioned courage.
Yes.
My word has been courage.
Mm-hmm.
So when I wear this Zimble, I think about the phrase, be courageous.
Right.
And take risks and be courageous. And it represents courage to be. But it might represent something different for you or something different
and
for you.
And love is all you need is always, the last 3 years, gotten me through my life.
That.
So yeah.
Love is all you need. I love that.
I agree to that.
And so Dane is from Austin. And like I said, a family-based company. What struck me about Zimble is that in our book, Souls in the Sand, every one of our co-authors was asked to come up with a word that described their chapter.
Mm-hmm.
One word.
Right.
So someone has the word overcoming, another one's courage, another is blessed, another is beautiful. And so the Zimble came alongside of what we were already doing when we published this book.
It just complimented
it. And complimented it beautifully. So I'm finding these are beautiful gifts to give people. I'm giving them to my older children, you know, at this Christmas, and I'm going to think about a specific...
Okay, don't tell them that.
If y'all are watching, you just figured out what you're getting for Christmas.
Yeah.
But I'm not telling you what your word is. So I'm really excited that Dane is going to be here and sharing some of these beautiful pieces. And then Embark Women, I wanted to touch on that. I really want to make a difference in our community and beyond just what I'm doing and what we're doing. Embark Women is an organization that supports and encourages and provides workshops and really educational opportunities for entrepreneurial women.
Yeah.
And I became a member of that organization about a year ago, and I love their mission and love what they stand for. And Crystal Bryce started and it's a nonprofit, and they're just a beautiful group of women. And I want that a portion of our proceeds from the books in the Zimble sales will all go to support Embark Women and what they're doing in our community. So, and with that, I'd love to just, may I open it up for just a minute to Alma, because I want you to share just a little bit about, tell us about your story, your music.
Okay. Yeah, I just released my album called Asian Girl, and it's already available in different digital platforms like iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music.
Okay.
And yeah, I have my own website also called AA Production, that XYZ. And XYZ is the new
.com. I did not know that.
Okay. Yes. Because, you know, I was looking for something to go with AA Production, that, and .com is no longer available. So,
right.
That's the only thing I could get. So yeah, so AA Production that XYZ.
XYZ. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And yeah, I've been here in Texas for about 4 years, and I really don't know what to do because my family and I moved here from Saudi Arabia. Yeah, I used to work in Saudi Arabia for 12 years, and my husband used to work there for a decade, and that's where we've met. We built our own family, and he's a native Texan, that's why we ended up here. So yeah, we both work in the same company, so yeah, we have twin girls.
Yes,
so
precious.
That, you know,
they're precious.
Yes, and
that's courageous right there.
So this is totally all new to me. I mean, because back there, you know, I was working full time, and I've got a helper who's taking care of our kids.
Sure,
and all
it's
that,
a different,
you know, but here,
world, yeah.
When we moved here, it's totally different. You know, I've been a stay-at-home mom, and you know, working for such a long time, you know, it will really make your self-esteem go down and low. I was like, oh my God, what should I do? You know, every time my kids are in school, I feel so alone. I feel so away from the people, because I don't know anybody when we moved here aside from my in-laws. So I tried to make friends and all that. So yeah, and I tried to find something to do, and I've met my online mentor for songwriting online. Yeah, and she's based in California, and we do Skype sessions and all that. And I wrote 8 original songs, and the carrier single is Asian Girl, and that's also the name of the album. Yes, and God called me, you know, to do this, because I was telling my story to Lisa, because I am a dentist in the Philippines. So, and then I practiced only 4 years, and then I was hired in Saudi Arabia in Aramco, and I used to work there as a dental assistant for 12 years. And then when I get back here, I really don't know what to do. But I know that I have so much gifts from God. Because aside from being a dentist in the Philippines, I used to write songs also for some other artists like in Sony Music Philippines. And one of the songs that I wrote is called Pilipino Ka. And it means you are a Filipino. It's a patriotic song.
Yeah.
And it was sung by one of their artists. And then I have two more songs that I passed. And I was supposed to, you know, give it to their artists also who will be interested with that. And then God gave me an opportunity to work in Saudi. And I have to weigh things out. You know, which one should I...
Yes.
Should I prioritize? And of course, you know, I chose going to Aramco because it's more stable.
Right.
So I dropped everything, being a dentist in the Philippines and singer-songwriter.
Right.
I almost get a recording deal, and I dropped all of that because I want to be a blessing to my family. They needed me during that time. I was telling that to Lisa, that my brother had a vehicular accident during the time. So
oh my goodness.
Yeah. And it was like a matter of life and death. So I was like, okay, I was single that time, 26 years old. You know, and flew going to Saudi Arabia. And then when I get back here, God gave me, you know, back my dreams.
This
know?
Is your time. This is your time.
This is your time.
Yeah. Yes.
I heard Alma sing, it was the first time, it was a couple of years ago at church, and she had the voice of an angel. It was so beautiful. And we didn't know each other that well, but we see each other every once in a while. We kind of friends on Facebook. And for some reason, when Marnell said yes, that you all would host this event, I just felt like, I love music. I love music. Who doesn't? Music just moves our soul.
It pairs well with Keepersong.
It pairs well. Live music. Yeah. And my first thought was Alma.
Yeah.
And so I really thank you for agreeing to be here.
And your
on
flexibility.
Wednesday night.
And your flexibility on time.
And her flexibility, because I had the wrong date when I first came to her. And we're just so honored to get to be here together Wednesday night. And
thank you for having me.
We
thank
just
you
hope
for your
that
story.
Yeah, it's a beautiful story.
Yeah. I think everybody can come visit with both of these ladies next Wednesday, and we'll have that event up on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And I'm so thankful for both of you. Mm. Thank you for your time and visiting the distillery. I forgot to even say, we're right here. We're in the distillery. We're
so
right
beautiful
here where the vodka is made. Yeah.
I feel like I'm sitting in front of great big coffee urns or something.
I know.
Right now.
Vodka and coffee. We also serve coffee. Okay. but if you can't make it Wednesday night, just pick up your copy of Souls in the Sand. But I hope you can get here to meet Lisa and get yours signed.
Yeah, real quick, Lisa, I'm curious. We like to highlight local community and really bless the local community and highlight Tyler in East Texas. And so I'm kind of curious, there's a lot of mom and pop owned restaurants in Tyler, and we have a Facebook group called Tyler Local Eats. I was just curious, other than Keepersall, is there any other restaurants locally owned that you like to go to or like that you like to visit?
Yes. I love Athena's Greek restaurant on the Loop. I love it. I've met Vicky. Mm-hmm. The food, my family is Lebanese, my mom's side of the family. And so we've cooked a lot of, the food is very similar, similar flavors and seasonings. So I love ethnic kinds of foods and Middle Eastern and Greek and Italian. And I love all of that. Yes. And I also really enjoy the Potpourri House. It's just a beautiful family-owned restaurant here in town.
Classic.
And it's a classic. And I've been to many events there and love that family as well.
Awesome.
But the Keepersall, there's something special about this family here that owns this place. And I feel like I'm a part of your family.
You are a part, of course.
I'm like a stepsister or a half-sister or something. I just, will you adopt me? Like,
of course,
family?
Of course, yes. I need to adopt me.
And Alma, too.
Because I need more music in my life, so of course.
Okay,
What about you, Alma? Do you go anywhere specific? Have you tried anything new since you've been here?
I did. Okay. I love La Madeleine. I've been in Athena, too.
Okay.
It's cool, you know, because I live in Saudi Arabia for such a long time, and sometimes I'm craving for that kind of food. We could go there sometime.
Let's do go there sometime.
Yeah, the first time that I went here, also in Keepersall, because every time Mary Lynch will have an event, you know. And we're being invited. It's awesome. I always, you know, try to make my calendar available for that.
Thank you.
So
appreciate
it. It's so beautiful here.
Wonderful.
All right. Well, come see the lights. We've got lights in the vineyard still until New Year's. So Wednesday night, everything will be lit up too, and you can meet these ladies.
When you said "Come and See the Light," that's one of my new songs that I wrote.
Okay.
Oh, really?
I think you need to play this song outside in the vineyard with the lights. Yeah. I think that'll work.
Oh, wow.
It's not yet included in that album, but
we'll get a sneak peek.
So, so they've got to be here to experience it, right?
Yes.
More reason to be here.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you for being on the podcast. And if you're listening, feel free to check out the video or check out Souls in the Sand book. Thank you guys for tuning in. And we'll see you guys next time.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you so much.